welcome you to Jags of the Round Table before the Jaguars meet the Chicago Bears. JP Shadrick with Brian Sexton and John Osier. Let's get right into it, guys. Biggest topic of the week.
And it's okay if we talk quarterback this week, right, Brian?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, it is.
All right. It is the quarterback, of course, but will we be leading off with this topic after the Bears?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to talk quarterback until Blake Bortles is the starter. Sooner or later, whenever, it's going to be the topic.
I thought, and I said this to you earlier, that if Bortles was really going to sit this year, that the offensive line was going to be a huge focus. But last week against Tampa, he changed it. He flip-flopped it. His performance. So everyone's not focusing on what Chad Henne's going to do against the Bears. Everyone's looking to see whether Blake Bortles takes another step forward. In fact, Henne's become, you know, the second quarterback in terms of the storyline now, even though he's still the starter.
And you want to see a couple of things from Blake this week. Good against the blitz, if they blitz him a little more, and coming back off of a very good performance, see a step forward.
I do have to say this. I asked Jed Fish about whether he thought they'd get a good look at Bortles in pressure situations this year. Because the preseason, you don't see a lot of that pressure stuff. He said the pressure can be internal as well. What they hope is he gets a two-minute drive, something that allows him to, you know, have to calm himself down and then focus.
Let's move to the guy who has to snap the ball to the quarterback. That's the center, of course, and Mike Brewster had two snaps over Henne's head last week. Will we be talking about this all season or leading up to the regular season?
I think leading up to the regular season we will, because it's apparent this is going to play out between Jox McClendon, Mike Brewster, maybe even Brandon Linder. They've got to get this solved, and so far it hadn't happened.
Yeah, and I can be honest with you. I don't know whether or not we'll see it get solved. I think we will be talking about this week in and week out, because as of right now, no one has stepped up and looked like they're able to handle the job. Now, Gus Bradley said earlier this week he's confident Mike will have a good night tonight against the Bears. We'll see whether he does that or not. But as of right now, who's the starting center? Who knows?
I think we're going to talk about it. Find a guy and choose a guy. How good that guy will be.
Well, that's the question. If you just have to find a guy right now in the middle of the training camp, you're still going to talk about it all season long.
And it's magnified because the last 11 years, Brad Meester has been the center and no doubt center. Let's move on. Red Bryant last week had a play where he had two guys on him, moved them both aside and made a tackle anyway. But is he the best of the free agent acquisitions so far?
I think he's the best so far, and he's the guy you can count on the most, meaning that's a position, run defense, stuffer, that probably is not going to go away week to week. You'd like to see Chris Clemons be the biggest name by the end of the season, because he'll give you that pass rush.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, I said to Jeff Loggeman out on the practice field one day this week, I asked him about stopping the run and could they get better than that 4-2. And the first name out of my mouth was Red Bryant. He went back to one of last year's free agents, though, Roy Miller. We almost have a new free agent in there in Miller, because he has this version, has both arms available. Last year, he tried to use his body because he couldn't use his arm because of the shoulder injury. So you might look at Roy Miller as a free agent this year, too, because he does look like a completely different guy out there.
It was a new line on Friday. It was impressive.
We move on to the competition tonight. The Chicago Bears offense certainly is one of the best in the NFC, if not the entire NFL. This team is a little better than the Bucs, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, this is a much better team than the Bucs. You saw that passing attack. Mm-hmm. You know, last year, the ability to go down the field with Brandon Marshall and you know, you got Cutler with a big arm. So we're going to see that defense tested. Although the Bears' offensive line has been, you know, up and down, not all that good. And defensively, they made their name, or at least they did at one time, make their name on the defensive side of the ball. So, yeah, it's a playoff team.
Good receivers, very good quarterback, underrated quarterback in my opinion, very good running back. Paul Posluszny said earlier this week, definitely a much bigger test, and they want to continue that momentum. They felt really good after Friday. They want to keep feeling good after this week.
And tonight's game is the only game in the National Football League. It is a nationally televised game on ESPN. The Monday Night Football crew has the call, and a chance for the Jags to show really how far they've come in now going into year two with Dave and Gus.
Well, and it's a big game in that regard. It's not a big game because it's a preseason game, so you got to temper that a little bit. But it's a better franchise. It's a better franchise offensively, defensively, everywhere. Go out and show it tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think for the fans and for the folks in the front office, the guys in the sales team, absolutely. I mean, that's what they're focused on, the national crowd seeing their team for the first time. But for the football guys, I mean, it's just preseason game number two. For Gus, no big deal. The Monday night crowd comes in. None of that seems to faze the football guys. It's more from a fan's perspective. Hey, what do we got now? Can we hold our head high after, you know, the 0-8 start last year?
But I think fans who haven't seen this team we'll see a better product.
Oh, tonight there's no doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, when you look at this football team, the roster is significantly better, and it's a very well-coached team. And, you know, people started to get a hint of this at the Senior Bowl when Gus Bradley and his coaching staff took center stage and all the writers started writing about what kind of a coach he is. I think a lot of people will be interested to see what that former Seattle guy is able to do in Jacksonville.
Well done, guys. Big one tonight at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Bears and the Jags kick it off at 8 o'clock. We'll see you next Friday before the Jaguars visit the Detroit Lions.